Good morning. How are you doing? Are you well? It's Monday morning, the 15th of July, 2019. I hope you've had a great weekend, wherever you happen to be. And thanks for joining this chat this morning. Quick roll call. There's a guy called Kim Davis. He's an awful fucking idiot, really, isn't he? He's been leaving messages everywhere complaining for days about this newspaper review. Screaming, telling me that I take weeks off at a time, which I don't. I'm sick for months, but then I do nothing but paper reading. Most of your viewers are overseas and we're sick of it, says this guy, Kim Davis. What an arse. And you know these arseholes, because they keep threatening to unsub. Weeks on end, I'm unsubbing. And here you are, Kim. You insufferable fucking idiot, you. Here you still are, watching this live stream. Dickhead. I've been doing this radio show, the Richie Allen Show, since September 2014. And I've done nearly 1,200 live radio shows in that time. Nearly 1,200. On the rare occasion I take a day off, I do a live Friday show. Hundreds of shows a year. And now this added on top of the programmes. On top of the live radio programmes. Kim Davis, of course, never donated a cent to the Richie Allen Show, ever. Takes it for free and then cries about it when it's not on occasionally. Fuck off, Kim. You muppet. You nobody. Go away. Anyway. I've made him famous for 30 seconds now. I love it. Hi to Philip. Hi to Anonymous in Western Massachusetts. Hi to Jamie Williamson. An amazing cricket game yesterday. Hi to Gail. How you doing, Gail? Let me scroll on down there. To Mark Perry in Essex. How you doing, Mark? To Julie Walters. That swearing woke you up, didn't it? Proper woke you up there, yeah. Yeah. Morons. Make me laugh. Doesn't annoy me. Doesn't wind me up. Just make me laugh. This is the narcissism. This is the acute narcissism now that resides in most people you come across. Most people you deal with, sadly, outside of your circle of friends and your family. Muppets. Wonderfully illustrated by this person, Kim Davis, this morning. Hi to Gordon Opfer. How you doing? Gordon is in County California. In Mendocino County in California. You're up late, my friend. It's in the small hours of the morning there. Hi to Uteradit, too. I think I said that right. Oh, God. 2-6, yeah. To S-Box, to Letra Blaze, KT, Lode Stewart, how you doing, Stewart? Hi to John Sheridan, Danny Ward, and Jimmy Griff, how you doing, Jimmy Griff? Medicine Tribe, Venus Rising. Venus Rising went on the Tommy March. You'll never learn. Went on the Tommy March, you'll never learn. But listen, we'll agree to disagree, won't we? Everyone I spoke to had read David Icke, knew about Agenda 30 and the New World Order. They are woke, says Venus Rising. Yeah. Some of them happen to spit at people and threaten to beat people up and intimidate people. But as I said the other day, that's not all of them. Hi to Steve Bennett. How you doing, Steve? The show is bringing in about £4 a day now on YouTube through advertising. About £4 a day. And it'll never get any better than that, because most of the videos are demonetized, not suitable for advertising, according to YouTube. Right? Yeah. Hi to Jennifer Garcia. How you doing, Jennifer? To Hade Dannon, to John Parsons, Salford John, Samantha Jordan, Andrew Lawther, Sean Mac, Yarlin Zay, and Wendy Bell, and all the rest of it. Right, yeah. I know. I often sound like I'm in a bad mood or I wound up, but I'm not. It's just me. I'm full on most of the time. So there you go. Right. Let's look at the newspapers then. Got some really good guests coming up on the radio show this week, by the way. That's the radio show that's broadcast live at 5 o'clock Monday to Thursday, by the way. That one. And I'll tell you about those before I finish up this morning. There's some really interesting things inside the papers. The cricket match was absolutely amazing. If I'd have been a New Zealand fan, I'd have been sick. No team deserved to lose that yesterday. It was high entertainment. I know it's bred in circuses. You don't have to tell me. I know. But it was fabulous entertainment. I was trying to watch the cricket and the tennis final at Wimbledon simultaneously. Because I watched the women's final on Saturday. It was a blowout. Simona Halep absolutely annihilated Serena Williams. But the men's final was an epic. And again, nobody deserved to lose it. You'd have to feel a bit sorry for New Zealand and for Roger Federer yesterday. But great crack. And you won't be surprised, I suppose, to learn that the front pages of the UK newspapers today are dominated with pictures of the celebrating England team. There's the Metro. There's Owen Morgan there in the middle and Joss Butler there as well. And yeah, again, I'll say it for the last time. New Zealand were very unlucky yesterday. Wowzat says the Sun will skip through these very quickly. Because like I said, there are some very interesting things inside the papers. The Daily Telegraph, who said cricket was boring? I would have said it was boring until 2005 when I got into it. When I ended up at Old Trafford for the Ashes Test match between Australia and England. I was there for the 5 days. How did you manage that, Richie? Well, friends in high places gave me tickets. I didn't, had no interest really. And I went along on day one and I was sat alongside some very well-known people. I won't say who they were because you'll think I'm name-dropping. But the seats were very good. Fell in love with the sport. Test cricket, I know. Tell a Yank that. Tell our Yankee friends. You can have a game of sport that goes on for 5 days and it might end in a draw. Yeah, that's test cricket. Let's have a look at the Mail. Kiss that says we're on top of the world. Ben Stokes, very lucky young man not to be in prison. Ben played a pretty big part in yesterday's victory and in the tournament. That's Ben with his partner, Claire, I think is her name. I'm a geek. I'm an anorak. I know this stuff. What's on the front page of the eye paper? Apologies for that language earlier on. It's still early for me, even though I've been up since 6. World champions on the eye paper. World champions on the eye paper. The Guardian does go with the cricket, but it also goes with a very interesting story. The Guardian has run a series of negative stories about Boris Johnson, the would-be leader of the Conservative Party and the would-be Prime Minister. They've run a series of stories about Johnson. They might have done some stories about Hunt as well, but they don't like Johnson very much. And they run a very interesting story that I remember talking about some once or twice over the years. It's come up. A story about a phone call involving Boris Johnson and a friend of Johnson's, where Johnson was trying to get the address of a News of the World reporter called Stuart Collier. And it's Stuart Collier who's featured in The Guardian today. Back in 90, Johnson was recorded without his knowledge trying to get the address. Well, Johnson said, I'll get the address. I'll find the address and I'll pass it on, knowing that if he did pass it on, the journalist might get beaten up, basically, because at the time, this journalist, Stuart Collier, was following Johnson, was trying to do a big story on Boris Johnson and Johnson's activities, okay? Stuart Collier was going to expose Johnson. Johnson was recorded secretly in a phone call agreeing to provide the address of Collier to somebody who might beat him up. Johnson's friend was Darius Guppy, who ended up going to prison for fraud later on. Got some very interesting friends, Boris Johnson, right? So that's in The Guardian today. So they go with the cricket, The Guardian, but they also go with that story. But again, Johnson would have been a member of the Bullingdon Club and would have cheerfully burned £50 notes in front of people who were sleeping rough and very much down on their luck. That's Boris Johnson for you. Yep. The Times. Now, I think The Times does go with the cricket, but it also features on its front page a story about Boris Johnson and claims. I think Johnson has written, he writes in The Telegraph regularly enough. And I think he's been writing in The Telegraph that one of the first things he would do is do some sort of trade deal with Donald Trump. Also on the front of The Times there, the victorious Novak Djokovic, who won Wimbledon for the fifth time yesterday. Very good. And he got exactly the same amount of money as Simona Halep, the women's winner. Don't open that can of worms, Richie. I think he was on court over the tournament for about, I don't know, 30 hours or something. Love that. But to be fair, the women have always said, you know, in the slams anyway, we should play five-set matches. I don't know why they don't. I don't know why they don't. Daily Express, out of this world, but also a very good bit of reporting inside the Daily Express today, with the headline on the front page, alarm at 500,000 carers with no training. This is a good story, and it's a good bit of journalism, because millions of senior citizens in this country are being and have been cared for by unlicensed and totally unskilled carers. And this is basically an inquiry, a parliamentary inquiry. This is the old party parliamentary group on social care launched this inquiry. And with the findings of it, they want an urgent investigation. How could this be possible? How could so many carers with that sort of responsibility be unlicensed and unskilled, with many of them not even having basic first aid training? That's a big story, that. And maybe it links to things that I've talked about in the past about this country and other countries not caring too much about senior citizens, regarded maybe as useless eaters increasingly, right? Dreadful. No compulsory register. There is no industry-recognised minimum standard qualification for carers. It is a job that is easy to get into. I know it doesn't pay very well, and all too often we learn about hidden cameras, and we learn about, we hear things where children find out that their old mother or old father has been abused physically or mistreated very badly. Often people with dementia treated badly by unskilled and unqualified carers. So it's a big story, that. And again, very good reporting by the Daily Express. They do some good public interest stuff, the tabloids, from time to time. Maybe not as much as they used to, but they still do some good stuff. Again, the cricket on the front page of the Daily Mirror, but also a pretty awful picture. You couldn't be a human being and not find it disgusting that people think it's sporting to go to Africa, pay massive amounts of money, and to slaughter, senselessly slaughter, a beautiful animal like a lion. Why would you do that? You have to be sick, I think. I'm not going to pontificate about that. I'm not going to go on and on and on about it, but it's sickening, isn't it? What's sporting about that? Dreadful. And yeah, I suppose that couple will be targeted now, which I don't agree with either, as bad as it is, because there are a lot of people of means who think it's sporting to go to Africa and shoot elephants and lions. Dreadful stuff. The unspeakable in pursuit of the inedible, right? I know Ricky Gervais, the comedian, writer and actor, really pisses him off. He's a big campaigner against it. And the Daily Star, more from the cricket. And the BBC is not bowing to the ever-annoying, politically correct Twitterati brigade. Anti-German gags will remain in old episodes of... Oh, no, in new episodes of Dad's Army. Good, because they're making it again, aren't they? They're making it again. That's right, because they made a film of it, a feature film a couple of years ago. It was rubbish. So there will be anti-German gags in the new show. Good. Good stuff. Not that I have anything against the Germans or anything like that. Let's see. Good stuff. I figured out why I wasn't getting all your chat messages, by the way. Because my settings were set to top chat instead of to all chat. instead of to live chat, excuse me. So I was getting whatever Google deemed to be the top chat. Truth site says, I hope they are targeted and hunted down, Richie. I don't agree with you, man. I understand why you say that. We become as bad as these people. That's the Tommy Robinson brigade, or some of his supporters. You know, it's okay to beat people. It's not okay to beat people up. It's not. It's not okay to threaten people and intimidate them. Got to shut these people down, my friend. I agree with you. Shut them down and stop them doing it. Lawrence King says, care home up the hill here was nearly entirely staffed by South African migrants after a South African became manager. One weekend about 8 months ago, they had no staff because the visa squad pounced. Says Lawrence, thanks for the comment. Lawrence, I appreciate that. Chris Brown says, unfortunately, poaching and fun hunting is set up for people to do crazy. Jason says, let's hunt the hunters. I understand the sentiment, but look, I'm not virtue signaling. Let's never become as bad as these people. You know, an eye for an eye makes the whole world blind. It really does. Tudor says, my wife works as a senior carer, having a BBQ level 3. What does BBQ stand for? It's a qualification, obviously. Level 3 in the field, and the money is rubbish. Just a little above minimum wage. The work is massive and the money is poor. And I agree with that. People who care for people, especially your wife having a qualification, have to be paid properly. It's a massive responsibility, isn't it? To either care for somebody in a home or to turn up at the home of a senior citizen and care for them, it's massive. It's a massive responsibility. And it's hard work. Working with people with dementia, Alzheimer's. Of course it is. And they should be properly compensated. Hi to Guy Master Flex. Hi to Kevin Hansen. A lot of people saying that they're sick looking at it. It's sick. It's sick. I mean, to go and shoot a creature as beautiful as that. How could you do it? I would find it hard, personally, to put an animal to sleep that was gravely ill. I wouldn't be able to do that. Even if it was in the best interest of the animal. I'd rather somebody else did it. It's disgusting. Steve David says, New Zealand were robbed in the cricket. They were very unlucky. That throw at the stumps that hit Ben Stokes' bat and went for six. Mother of God. How unlucky does it get? I agree with you. Letra Blaze says, the wages in the care home, shockingly bad, which is a huge factor in why the quality is so low. Yes, absolutely. 100%. Hi to Susan Dunn in Ratose in County Meath. How you doing, Susan? Watching what dit, Susan? Mark Norman is there. Tweeting as well. Medicine Tribe. Yeah, I've not been demonetized. It's a very long story. You know, I had a channel with nearly 100,000 subscribers. It was deleted. You know that, right? Right. Now you have this channel. And they wouldn't allow me monetize for ages and ages. It got a bit legal. There's not very much I can tell you. It's very intriguing. It got a bit legal. I didn't take it lightly that they wouldn't allow me monetize. But now what they do is they allow me monetize. They allow me monetize, but they hide the videos so they only get a couple of thousand views. And most of the stuff, they come back to me and say, after a manual review, we've decided to keep it unmonetized because it's not suitable. Lovely. That's what they do. So it gets about £4 a month. It's going to earn me about £120-130 a month. All right, it's better than a kick in the arse, right? But it drives me mad. Hi to PB Awake, who says that he opened a PayPal account so that he or she can donate. Thank you very much. It is fab that I do it for free, the Richie Allen Radio Show. It is, thank you. And I will never charge for it. It will never be put behind a paywall, no matter what. I would go back to the private sector and work at anything. I'd do some other gig before putting it behind a paywall. Because I couldn't live with the notion that some people can't afford to put a couple of quid a month. And I know they can't. I couldn't live with the thoughts of not making it available to them as well. Why should somebody not be able to watch it? Just because they don't have any money. No, it will never be behind a paywall. And I do respect the people who have put their content behind a paywall. I'm not saying I'm better than them, not at all. We all have our crosses to bear in this life. We all have our responsibilities, financial, right? Thanks very much to Anonymous in Western Massachusetts for donating again on the Super Chat. I appreciate that. Has young Kim disappeared, who I had a rant at earlier on? Has he unsubbed, has he? Let's hope he has. Let's hope he's unsubbed. I love these people who have threatened to unsub you for weeks and months and they're still there. How did Josh Ratcliffe? Are you serious, Josh, or are you winding me up about the guinea pig? But thanks for the comment anyway. True Side says, Lucas said money. Yesterday, during Sunday View, I learned that there is aspartame in Lucas said. I didn't know that, you see. I thought it was glucose syrup and sugar. I didn't know. You see? You think that somebody like me, you think you would look, but I didn't know. Right. Okay. Let's look at one or two stories inside. It's 9 minutes to 10 on Monday morning. Feeling pretty fresh. I know I look a little bit pale-faced and a bit tired this morning, but I'm feeling pretty fresh. This is a story that's everywhere today. Trump to Congresswomen of Colour leave the US. This is a wonderful illustration of that which I talk about all the time. The stories that might feel pretty real to Donald Trump and might feel pretty real to Ilhan Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Rashida Tlaib might seem real, this. And it might feel real to the people involved. But this is the soap opera-esque type crap that has been amplified in recent years to re-engage people with the political process. And that is a conspiracy theory that I suppose started. I've written quite a bit about it. I've done a lot of radio shows about it. This is the sort of stuff you see on the front page of the magazines that are aimed at women, the celeb magazines. Brad Pitt is not talking to Jennifer whoever that he used to be married to. Insults trading between Jordan and Peter Andre. This is the stuff you see. And somebody very cleverly went, we can use that in public life, in politics, and we can re-engage people with the political process. So on the one hand, you have all these women screaming at Trump, you're a racist. And on the other hand, you have Trump tweeting things that you could argue are xenophobic or misogynistic. Now, I don't like people being accused of xenophobia and misogyny all the time for no good reason. So it's a wonderful bit of theatre. And what it does is it gets people onto Twitter and it gets them engaged. And it's marvellous. And it's top story after the cricket today. It's one of the top stories on UK broadcast media. Amazing, isn't it? People get sucked in. It's brilliant. And it isn't really real. Go back to the countries you came from, says Donald. Sort them out before you criticise me. Wonderful. Tabloid. Soap opera. Fabulous. Great. And it gets people zoned in and re-engaged. And this is why I said on Sunday View yesterday, we're worse off in 2019 than we were in 2013, 2014. Because Obama, the saviour. Of course, I never believed he was a saviour. When he was elected, I was telling people, anybody who would listen, that he wouldn't be. But when Obama was midway through or at the beginning of term two, and he was just another corporate big banker whore, of course, as he was, people began to disengage. And it was a good time to be making independent media programs and to be writing articles in the independent media. The system, the empire, has fought back and has given us Donald Trump, the tabloid reality television president, and people have fallen for it, sucked right into it, and they believe it's real. It's amazing. And this story is a wonderful illustration of it. We're the good guys and he's the evil monster. No, you're just as bad as him. These women in the Democratic Party, the congressional women, the congresswomen, you're just as bad as him. You don't seem to be, or appear to be on the surface of it, but you represent the same system. And ultimately, you are as much puppets of it as he is. And you're doing your job. You're getting people to come back to politics because it's interesting now. It's kind of fun, really. All this stuff, all this president tweeting at 3 o'clock in the morning telling people to fuck off. Brilliant. Although he doesn't swear to give him, he doesn't swear on Twitter. But it's great. And people are not alive to it. It's okay. That's why I'm in business. That's why I'm in business. What else? Here's a bit of public service broadcasting, just in case you don't read the Irish Times. But if you're Irish and you're in the United States speaking of Donald, you might be in trouble because he's coming after all the undocumented workers, including the paddies in Boston. They're not, I know it's a cliche, they're in Boston, they're in New York, they're in Florida. And if you went to the US on holiday, as so many of my countrymen and women have done over the years, and you decided to stay and you got a job on the black economy, well, the Donald is coming after you. Because a succession of idiotic Irish Taoiseachs, they don't, Irish speakers, fluent Irish speakers, they really get cheesed off when somebody says Taoiseach. It's Taoiseach. And our current Taoiseach is none other than the jolly Indian himself, Leo Varadkar. Who came before him? I can't even remember. Honest to God. We had a number of them, didn't we? We had Biffo, didn't we? The big, ignorant fucker from Offaly. We had him, didn't we? Biffo. Cowan, didn't we? Every one of them went to the Oval Office on St. Patrick's Day with a bowl of shamrock. And they were supposed to get some sort of concession from the president, whether it was Obama or George W. Bush. Will you leave the undocumented workers alone? Give them citizenship. And every one of the Irish presidents, Taoiseachs, failed. Because they're fucking idiots. Proper idiots. Good morning to Blighty. How you doing, Blighty? So if you're in Ireland, run. If you're in America and you're Irish, run. Donald is coming for you. Obamanoids. Try my super male vitality pills. Here's Paul Joseph Watson with the news. Lovely. Lovely jubbly. Deutsche Bank, yeah. Stenomics says mega tree rat is derived from aborted fetus cells. Is that right? Nothing surprises me anymore. Jennifer says that crew is clueless and taking advantage of their congressional position. Thanks for that, Jennifer, in Florida. Yes, that's the three, Ilhan Omar, Ocasio-Cortez and Rashida Tlaib. That's right. Yeah, good stuff. Lovely. Some of your comments are being held for review and they seem all right to me. I don't know. Send the buggers back. That's right. PB Awake is a fan of Phoenix Knights. Do you remember that? Phoenix Knights, Peter Kay, and the other guy with the regional accent, with the Bolton accent. What's his name? He's on Top Gear now. Can't think of his name. Paddy McGuinness. Yeah, great show that. And the other comedian, Dave Sparke. No idea what that accent is either. Let's move on. Did Kim disappear? Kim that I was abusing at the start of the broadcast. He gone. That's the narcissism, you know. You don't get what you want once or twice and you scream. You don't stop to think, well, I've never donated to the Richie Allen Show. You don't stop to think the guy's on his own producing, editing and introducing a mainstream quality radio show. You don't stop to think about that. The guy gets sick in February with pneumonia and you scream to the rooftops because your bloody show's not on the radio. I mean, the narcissism is unbelievable, isn't it? That's what I deal with on a regular basis. Honest to God, those are the emails I get. Wonderful. Wonderful. The far right is disproportionately targeting female politicians, according to the BBC. Well, according to Newsnight, anyway. That if you're a woman in politics, you're more likely to be targeted than a man in politics. And your aggressor will more than likely be a bloke on the far right. This is according to Newsnight. It's an investigation. Female politicians across Europe have been targeted with threatening and misogynist content. Comparative studies of politicians in the UK and Europe, the abuse aimed at female MPs exceeds that directed at their male counterparts, according to the Beeb. Newsnight was looking into this with the Institute for Strategic Dialogue, a think tank which investigates online extremism. This is important. Today, and I might get into this on the radio programme later on, today's a big day for online extremism because the Education Secretary Damien Hines, as we will see in a minute on another story, is targeting anti-vaxxers online and also targeting fake news online. So a lot of extremism stuff in the media today. In Germany, Katharina Schulze, who leads the Greens in Bavaria, has been targeted. But they don't give you any indication, do they, of what sort of targeting. Is she being physically threatened? Is somebody doxing her, which means putting her address out there, which they did to me? Because if they're not, and they're just calling her a big hairy old bitch or something like that, which is not nice. You hairy old bitch, you. German women don't shave their legs. You big hairy legged old bitch, Katharina. If they're only doing stuff as pathetic as that, all she needs to do is block them, right? Just block them, you hairy old fecker. So they're taking any instances where somebody calls somebody a name. I know Stella Creasy, whom I really don't like at all. She's often called the C word. The word that rhymes with stunt. That's pretty nasty, that. It's pretty cowardly to be calling somebody that while you're hiding behind anonymity on Twitter. But ultimately, all Creasy has to do is block them. Let me give a little bit of credit to Stella Creasy. When I called her a fishwife over her attempts to make misogyny a hate crime, rather than block me, she engaged me, didn't she, for a few tweets. And I thought, good for you. Good for you, love. They don't like that. Don't call him love. But you know, she didn't. Unlike Owen Jones. Owen Jones blocked me for inviting him on the programme. Why don't you come on, Owen? Let's have a chat about your plans to send people who don't like gays and lesbians on journeys. They need to go on journeys. So we get on a bus with Owen Jones and we go off to Canal Street, maybe in Manchester, and we party like it's 1999 with our gay brothers and sisters, and then we come back and we no longer have homophobia in our hearts. That's what he was saying, Jones. People who criticise gay and lesbian women need to go on journeys. Like this guy in Israel, Rafi Peretz, an Israeli minister, has been condemned for saying that gay conversion therapy works. It doesn't, Rafi. It doesn't. Because people are born with their sexuality, I believe. That's just my opinion. I know I've got some listeners with very strong opinions, but I don't agree with them. So you can't convert them. An Israeli government minister widely condemned for saying gay conversion therapy works. Bibi Netanyahu said, your comments are unacceptable. Oh Christ, it's a bad Monday when you're in agreement with Bibi Netanyahu. But I'm not in agreement with him. Because no comments are unacceptable. They're either wrong, not wrong, or debatable. I would say this guy is wrong, but it should never be unacceptable to say anything. Say what it is that you think. Put it out there, and we'll debate you. So Owen Jones would bring him on a journey off to Prestatyn, off to Cleethorpes, on the bus. Let's go on a journey. We're all going on a summer holiday. This bastard won't go away. Look at this horrible bastard here. She will not go away, this awful woman. Margaret Hodge. Dame Margaret Hodge. Eh? The woman who covered up paedophilia in Islington. She won't shut up about anti-Semitism. She thinks she has Tourette's now, Margaret Hodge. She goes to bed screaming anti-Semitism in her sleep. Huh? She goes out and about, how you doing? Anti-Semitism. Look at her. What a horror. I thought the Queen was a horrible bastard. This is 1,000 times worse. This thing, Margaret Hodge. Dreadful. But I'm going to say it again. I despise him even more than her for not standing up to it. I know. Move on, Richie. Move on. I know Jesus wept. Jesus didn't so much weep as roll around on the ground screaming and bawling. Susan Hayward Tonkin, friend and supporter of The Richie Allen Show. Happy birthday, our kid. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Susan. Happy birthday to you. Love, Susan. Susan is a writer and a very good one. Thanks, Susan. Pansexual. Yeah. Number of comments on there about autism and vaccines. Again, this won't be monetized either, this video. But then I ruined it at the beginning, didn't I? Anyway, having a go at poor old Kim, who's gone. Is he? Is he gone, Kim? Wendy doesn't shave her legs since her eyesight got worse. Well done, Wendy. It's not a good thing to do if you can't see. I agree. Do not shave anything if your eyesight is on the wane. Hi to Norfolk. I seen you all aboard the Mystery Gay Tour. Hold on tight. Yorkshire people call everyone love. I'm triggered, says Gail. And in Nottingham, they call everybody duck. Spent a bit of time in Nottingham in 2010. I nearly acquired a pub there. It was lovely. Lovely area in Radford. You see, people in Nottingham now will say Radford's not a lovely area because it's a working class community. It's lovely. Very much like Salford, Radford. And nearly acquired a pub there. And in Nottingham, they call everybody duck. All right, duck. That doesn't sound anything like a Nottingham accent, by the way, either. As if I needed to tell you that, right? All right. You're watching Hayden and Graham on triggerwarning.tv, you are? You are? Good for you. Right. I've read a few more comments. A few more stories to do here. I've loads to do today. I really do. So in Birmingham, the parents are still kicking off over these LGBT lessons. That shower of shite. Need to buy a few more players as well. Ministers too slow to react to LGBT lessons row, says advisor. This is Sarah Khan. There she is. Head teachers dealing with protests over LGBT lessons should have been given more support, the government's chief advisor in countering extremism has said. So these parents would rather the very young children don't hear about sexual education, full stop. Many of them say it's got nout to do with LGBT. And I'm inclined to believe some of them. You know, Muslims have got strong opinions about homosexuality, as do conservative Christians. But some of them, I think, are being honest. They're like, listen, the kids are going to hear about gay and lesbian people growing up in their communities. We don't need to introduce it to them when they're 4 years of age. They want to paint these parents as extremists now. Told you, lot today about extremism in the news. We've got to get into it on the radio show later on. Okay, Sarah Khan. And Damien Hines, the Education Secretary, was on Sky News this morning talking about this. Again saying, the children need to go to school and be allowed to go without being confronted by protesters. Pupils are taught about diversity, tolerance and acceptance in a broad curriculum encompassing LGBT rights, same-sex relationships, gender identity, race, religion and colour. Yeah, I'm with the parents on this. And when I tell you it's got nothing to do with any opinion I have about homosexuality, you know I'm telling you the truth. Of course it doesn't. Leave them alone. They should only be wondering about playing games. You know, teach them how to write and how to read, and let them figure out everything else for themselves. Isn't that right, really? Get them writing and reading and teach them basic arithmetic. Teach them about weights and measures and measuring. Give them practical education. And as for how they feel about things, they'll figure it out for themselves, you know. That's what I believe. So Damien Hines then this morning, he's going after fake news. This is in the Evening Express yesterday. That's the Scottish Evening Express, I think. Damien Hines is going after fake news and vaccines. He wants students to be educated about how to realise if they are being exposed to fake news. And he also wants to take on anti-vaxxers online. Going to start closing down people's accounts who ask questions about vaccines. Very interesting, isn't it? Very interesting indeed. There's a lot of this today. A lot of this. And I might get in. I know Dr. Rima Labo, MD, is on the programme this week. She's not been on for a long time. On the fake news, Damien Hines. Let's get a little picture of Damien Hines up there again so you can see him. So you can see him. Here he is. On the fake news, he says they're introducing a new curriculum. It's got a name. It's called the Relationships, Citizenship and Computing Curricula. Imagine, this is where we were going on Sunday View yesterday about social crediting. Teaching children to be good citizens. Haven't they always done that, Richie? They have. But I think they've been a bit more subtle with how they've gone about that agenda than what we've seen recently, which is very unsubtle, right? A new curriculum called the Relationship, Citizenship and Computing Curricula. Children will learn about so-called confirmation bias and how confirmation bias helps stories to spread. Children will learn about why somebody might want to bend the truth in the first place. Just turn the BBC News 24 channel on in the classroom and that'll teach everything. That will teach all the children in the classroom everything they need to know about fake news and lies. This is the BBC who knowingly ran stories about a chemical attack in Syria, which the Syrian government didn't do. Right? My God. This is the BBC who said, Building 7 is collapsed. It's behind you, love. It's behind you. My God. Anti-vaxxers have been blamed for a fall in take-up rates for the MMR jab. Matt Hancock, the health secretary, has warned the government may be forced to consider banning children who haven't had the MMR jab from school. Haven't had the jab? Can't go to school. We will be addressing with social media companies, said Hancock, how to curb the spread of misleading content on vaccinations. But this issue goes much further than that, he said, and I'm quoting, and it is set to get a lot worse. That was Damien Hines, by the way, the education secretary. What starts as disinformation, deliberate falsification, gets replicated through misinformation. Sounds like a song. Stating or passing on something you believe to be true, but isn't. How do we know if it's true or not? Well, Damien Hines says trusted sources are more important than ever. For health information, that clearly means the NHS. Children, if you want to know what's true, get it from the NHS. Trust the NHS. Tell the people of Bristol, whose children were at Bristol Royal Infirmary. Tell the people whose kids were at Morecambe Bay Maternity Hospital. Tell the people who were at Stafford Hospital. Tell the people who went to Gosport War Memorial Hospital. about trusting the NHS. Give me a break. This is crazy, this. It's deadly serious, and it's, well, it's a massive part of the agenda. The crackdown on free speech. And your right and my right to meet on social media and to discuss things, if we choose. Yes, I'll see you in the group on Thursday at 5. Let's see, is there any new information out there about the Gardasil product, the HPV vaccine? Let's have a chat about it. These guys, well, they want to shut you down. Can't talk about that. We have decreed that all of these vaccines are safe. To say otherwise is disinformation. You wouldn't be a good citizen if you said otherwise. Yeah. Lovely. Crazy. Remember we talked about the Facebook campaign to get people to storm Area 51? Do you remember? Is today the 50th anniversary of the moon landing as well, is it? Is it? I think it is. Crowd of UFO fans seeking to raid Area 51 hits 1 million. Despite the US Air Force saying, we'll kill every one of you. We'll shoot every goddamn last fucking one of you. Don't come anywhere near, don't come anywhere around here. Who signed up? Have you? I know some of you have signed up, you lunatics. I know you have. Here you are. Yeah. Gonna go now, I think. Last few comments. Ghost Gaming says, if we're born gay, how come some babies and children don't have sexual urges or tendencies? But I don't remember having sexual urges or tendencies for baby girls when I was a baby boy. I don't know where you're going with that, my friend. Zamoog says, let kids be kids. Yes. Let them be children. A minority of them will grow up and will be gay and will settle down with members of the same sex. And that's the way it's always been. Leave them alone. Leave them alone. Mole Price says, preach tolerance by all means, but not at primary school level. You'd like a teacher. You'd bring tolerance up if a young child was being bullied by other children, if they're calling the child names for whatever reason. And that's when, as a teacher, you'd like to gently say to the children, look, it's nice if we allow, not allow, but it's nice if we don't kind of pile in on people that are a little bit different. If we just let them be. That's all, really. You know, so long as people are not inflicting themselves, and I don't mean sexuality there. I don't mean that. I mean their worldview on anything, whatever it might be. So long as they're not inflicting, when I say inflicting it on you, so long as they're not making it your business all the time, whether it be politics, whether it be gender identity, whatever. As long as they're not making it your business, it is none of your business, so leave them alone. When they're making it your business by saying, like the doctor last week was told he'd have to refer to a 6-foot-tall man with a beard as madam if the 6-foot-tall man with a beard identified as a woman. Now that's inflicting on people, that. Would you call this patient madam, doctor? No. Well, then you're suspended then. That's where we have a problem. For all of my curmudgeonliness, the big chip on my shoulder I have sometimes, I'm generally a nice guy, you know. Call you Mary? No problems. Why not? Doesn't bother me. Right. I'm not early, by the way. I know I did it a couple of times at 10 o'clock last week, but I had stuff to do. It's going to be 9:30 in the mornings, yeah? Dodgeball has been banned in some US states, has it? Why? Because it's too dangerous. Just let children be children. Right. Peace Dreamerable has a vaccine-damaged child, and I am genuinely sorry to hear that, my friend. And he or she says it's pretty annoying and dismissive to be told that you are making it up or spreading fake news. Thank you. I agree. Moon landing on July 20th, 1969. So what have we done in space that we are not being told about for the last 50 years? Oh, so was today the mission launched? Is that the anniversary? I caught it on the news this morning. Anyway. Right. That's it. That's been 50 minutes. It's supposed to be a half an hour. Be back with you live at 5 o'clock. It's going to be a beautiful day here in Salford and Greater Manchester. Have a great Monday, wherever you are, and whatever you happen to be doing. Catch up with me at 5 today. The live radio show broadcasts on the homepage, richieallen.co.uk. It's also on Fab Radio 2 in Manchester. It's on the TuneIn app, that's TuneIn Radio. And it's on triggerwarning.tv. It's on plenty of places. That's been the newspaper review for today. I will see you today at 5 o'clock. As I said, I'm not going to repeat that again. It's bye from me. Bye now.